One of the things I found out is this. When churches don't want the moving of the Spirit, if we choose to be cultured and sophisticated and dignified, and we choose to squelch the moving of the Spirit in the presence of the Lord and the moving of His glorious glory, if we choose to do that, all we're going to have is a form of religion, but deny the power. I tell you what, when somebody has the power on their life and the glory on their life, you can even hear it on their vocal cords. And when they don't have it on their vocal cords, it sounds like a sounding brass and a tingling cymbal. It's an irritant. Steve Hill, when he was here preaching in these revivals, his messages were so simple, insultingly simple, but there was glory and anointing on his voice. And when he would stand up and preach, and that glory was on his voice, I would sit up on the platform. I couldn't even keep my eyes open and couldn't keep my head up, and I'd have to lay across the soundboard. And I would remember I'd lay there and tears just drip off my face. And I said, Jesus, please don't ever take that presence from Brownsville. And when Linda would stand up to worship, I could have my eyes closed, couldn't even open my eyes. But when I'd hear him get behind that keyboard, I could hear the glory on his voice when he started singing. I can't explain it to you. There's some things that you can't explain. But I could hear the glory on his voice, and I could hear the glory on Steve's voice when they would sing and when they would preach. I remember before revival broke out, there was a delegation came from a church in Beverly Hills, California, to hear me preach. And after the service, one of the white-haired board members came up to me. He said, son, I really like you. I thought, well, good. And he said, you know what? You're a fine preacher. I said, thank you very much. He said, if you'd just lay off of some of this Holy Ghost stuff. And he said, if you'd just calm down some of this sin stuff and this Holy Ghost stuff, he said, you'd really go places. And I looked at him, and here's what I said. I said, sir, I'm right where I want to be. They know where I want to go. Because listen, if you have to lay off this Holy Ghost business and the sin business to go somewhere, that's somewhere I don't want to go. Are you listening to me? And the Bible said that he had to choose and to refuse. In many of our Pentecostal churches now, they don't even allow or make room for the moving of the Holy Spirit anymore. They choose the praises of men. I said they choose the praises of men. And they choose the fancy things and the nice things and the cultured things to try to impress. But may I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you make choices and you choose that and you refuse the things of the Lord, one day you'll have a club, you will not have a church. I say this, give me the presence of the Lord. You give me the presence of the Lord. Give me the presence and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And every day in our life, we're put into situations where we have to choose and refuse. May I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to stand up in these last days. Are you listening to me? There's going to be pressure. I said there's going to be pressure where you're going to have to choose and you're going to have to refuse. But may we choose to go after God. May we choose the anointing. May we choose the presence of the Lord. And may we refuse the dead, dry, cold religion of the age. I'm telling you, friend, I cannot imagine having church where there's not power and where there's not anointing. I can't imagine having church where the preacher is not anointed and his words don't carry life. I said we've got to choose to keep going after God. The pressure's going to be on. Back off. You know, we've got to attract other kinds of people. We've got to do this and we've got to do that. Let me tell you, friend, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord.
We're hungry for you. Hungry for you. Bread of life. Fill us up. Hungry for you. We're hungry for you. Bread of life, come fill us up. we're hungry for you, hungry for you. Bread of life, come fill us up. We're hungry for you.